from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Now a little pop-up. Who's going to get it? Altuve is there, and the Astros win the series and hold on to the silver boot for an 8th consecutive season, taking the season series from the Rangers. The Astros winning the final two games, winning 6-4 today. That was a nice comeback in that series after a really tough first game loss.
A lot of good yesterday. Okay, let's go. The good. Silver boot is ours still. 8 straight years. Suck on that, Texas.
Yeah.
Go cry in the corner with your World Series trophy.
Well, yeah. And by Texas, you mean...
Oh, sorry. Arlington. Yeah, the Rangers. Which, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't. Sorry about that. I didn't mean all of you listening.
Yeah, we're part of Texas. There,
that's so. Right. I forgot.
I know you're not a geography major.
Not at all. I do know where Youngstown is. So, silver boot is ours. Astros back in first place. They were out of first place for a bit there, for a minute.
Yeah.
But they're a half game up on the Mariners, who continue to lose. Kikuchi solid yesterday. That was
Kikuchi,
big.
Kikuchi solid.
Yep.
Yes. Kikuchi was kosher.
Kikuchi. He wasn't.
With how many Ks?
He had
9 Ks?
8 Ks yesterday. Yeah.
AK Kikuchi, that's what I call him.
That's it.
Like, instead of AK-47, he's AK Kikuchi.
He's AK Kikuchi.
AK Kikuchi was kosher on up there. Good job, Kikuchi.
Yep.
We're look, Yordan seems to have had something click back into place for him.
Yes.
That was they didn't throw to him really the first at bat, and then he just went ahead and crushed one. Was that one off urethra, or was that
I think it was off urethra.
Urethra. It was a rough night for urethra. Urethras tend to have a hard time in Dallas.
That is true.
There's a lot of chlamydia.
A lot
there.
Of burning going so on. Yeah, that was a burning line drive.
When your last name is urethra, don't expect to be doing good on a mound.
Right.
In Dallas.
No. Yeah. Here's what it sounded like. Yordan's 117 miles an hour off the bat. Here's what it sounded like on the broadcast.
And one of the fastest all time in Major League history. And there's a ball shot into right center field. That's got a chance. That's a bullet home run into the bullpen.
Oh, man.
So much respect.
So much hate behind that swing.
Nobody picks him, and he chose us why. Yeah, he should have been the first round pick. Yordan, number 151 in his career, night after he had number 150.
Okay, there you go. See, that was funny, Blum, there. A lot of hate behind that swing right there.
Well,
but that's how you could tell, though, Seth, the like Callis's call right there. Normally on a home run, especially a Yordan home run, like high drive, deep right field. That one, he starts in with line drive to right center, you know? It looked like a gapper.
You know what, too? I don't think you would have, like, if that were a home game, I don't think you would have been able to judge by the fan reaction or the center fielder or anything. It just you know, it's not, the annoying thing is when on the TV broadcast, everybody's cheering when it's an obvious, the outfielder's 20 feet in front of the wall waiting for the ball. That one, it was really hard to judge on television what the hell was going to happen to that thing.
It was.
Yordan's probably always been so good at baseball that at no point did some coach be like, worry that he's not angry enough or something. Right. I know Blum, it was funny, he was saying there's a lot of anger behind that, but there's just, I don't know if I've ever seen an angry look out of him.
No.
The entire time I've been watching him.
Yeah.
So if you're a football player, some coach would have been like, you gotta want it a little bit more. He's like, I'm a baseball player. I'm just going to crush the ball really, really far.
Yeah, man. The number that Callis was talking about coming into that cut we just played, about talking about Yordan being one of the fastest to such and such, he hit his 150th home run two nights ago, and he got to 150 home runs, eighth fastest in the history of baseball. Like, we're watching, if he can stay healthy, we're watching a future Hall of Famer in Yordan Alvarez.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
And there's some big names, some of whom kind of faded out. You know, like Ryan Howard was a multi-time MVP and just didn't sustain it for as long as the Phillies would have liked him to. Pete Alonso is off to a great start. I bring those guys up because they're the two fastest to 150. It took Yordan 590 games to get to 150 home runs. For some perspective, that's right there with Albert Pujols and Mark McGwire, who are at 586 and 588. And probably the most impressive thing is that the next closest Astro is 133 games behind Yordan Alvarez. It's George Springer. George Springer got to 150 home runs in 723 games. Yordan got to 150 home. And we remember how great Springer was as a power hitter early on in his career. Yordan got to it 133, like almost a full season faster to 150 home runs.
He's gaining a little bit of ground on Pete Alonso then, because Pete Alonso got his 150 runs last year. Right now, Pete Alonso was the second fastest ever to 100 home runs, whereas Yordan was like sixth or seventh fastest to 100 home runs.
Yep. Yeah, Alonso number two for 150 as well. 538 games to get to
150. So he's not gaining any ground on him. Damn it.
Yep.
He's losing ground, Sean.
Yeah.
Now, Fernando Tatis, we'll see how that fares over time.
Yeah.
See, now, I mean, you can't make your little trips down to the border as much for whatever the hell you were. Yeah.
Good call. Yeah. The other good thing, a lot of good things from yesterday's game, man, and it felt good because this has been a small rough patch here for the Astros. Zach DiCenzo got his first two hits. He's 2-for-7 now as a big leaguer. He didn't look overmatched yesterday like he did in the first go round against the Rangers. Here was Joe Espada on Zach DiCenzo getting his first major league hit.
You know what? It was like day two. He got day one behind him. He looked like he just kind of belonged out there. He really looked very confident. He played really good defense. His at bats were solid, man. He hit some balls hard. He threw some good hacks. He was aggressive. He was confident. I like it a lot.
Made a really nice play at first base.
Yep.
So his mom did a good job getting interviewed while he was pitching. I don't know why they do it while the guy is pitching. It never makes any sense to me.
Or hitting, you mean?
They were doing it while he was actually out there pitching.
Zach DiCenzo?
Dang it. All right, I got to shut the show down. Yep. While he was out there hitting. Thank you.
Yes,
while he was out there hitting. They were interviewing Zach DiCenzo's mom about Kikuchi.
I was getting nervous.
And she kept calling him the wrong name.
You had that about to get angry look. I'm like, no, he's really not a pitcher.
No, yeah, you're exactly right. I'm angry at myself is what I am. That's it's been a rough morning.
Yeah,
damn it.
Let him.
Ever since I've lost my voice flipping out about the mistreatment of Josh Allen.
You got it back. You sound fine. I'm guessing at the very least we've got a platoon situation at first base now where, DiCenzo gets to go against the lefties and Singleton gets to go against the righties, that kind of thing. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? Other than Altuve, Bregman, Yordan, Pena, who's not a great hitter, but he's your starting shortstop. Like every other position on this team, DH, I think they could do some things at catcher. Yiner certainly deserves to be out there in the lineup every day. I think just watching yesterday, Seth, if they're trying to get maximum pop in this lineup for as long as they can, I think you've got to look at doing a situation where you've got Yordan in left field, Yiner DHing, and Victor Caratini at catcher a little bit more than you normally would, you're almost splitting catcher position.
I mean, Caratini with a home run yesterday and doing very well at the plate
as a
batter all year long.
Yep.
Yeah. That's not the drain of sending Abreu out there or something.
No.
So I as much as I just, boy, the whole Jordan playing left field, and yes, he plays better when he's in left field, but the whole thing is you got to keep him healthy and fresh for the whole season.
Yeah.
I just get nervous about that.
I
but
do too.
What are you going to do?
Yeah. No, it's like these are the things that happen with teams that are not built perfectly, and the Astros aren't. They're not built perfectly anymore. And maybe when Kyle Tucker comes back, you can ease off of that a little bit because you got one more big bat in the lineup, you know?
Oh. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Yeah, you didn't go over the good news about Kyle Tucker.
Let's do that as well. Yeah, okay. Kyle Tucker. So Dana Brown was on the he was on 790 yesterday. He was on the flagship. Okay, I'm going to read the quote from Dana Brown, Seth, and I'm going to put it through the Seth Payne truth filter here, and you tell me if you're buying or selling on what Dana Brown said yesterday about Kyle Tucker. Quote, "We should get him back sometime this month. He's pretty much pain-free and making great progress. He had good activity yesterday in Houston. There's a chance he could be back in the big leagues this month. We need him bad." End quote. I agree with that last part. They do need him bad. I don't think he's lying there.
It's either next month or the last month of the season or this month.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll believe him then, I guess, because he basically said next month or this month. That was a turd sandwich disguised as a nice Arby's roast beef.
Well,
that was maybe next month. But also maybe this month, yeah.
Well, there is a chance that it's none of the above. You know what I mean? Like, 2 days ago, you and I were talking here on this show about how nervous we were that he might not be coming back at all just because of everything that we've been hearing about Kyle Tucker and just how dodgy they've been about everything or flat-out dishonest they've been at times about some of this.
Read the very first part of the quote again.
I'll read it again. Yeah, quote, "We should get him back sometime this month. He's pretty much pain-free and making great progress. He had good activity yesterday in Houston. There's a chance he could be back in the big leagues this month. We need
him back." He said this month both times.
Both times.
I heard next month. Okay.
Yeah, he said
sense.
This month
All
both
right.
times. Yeah, but
okay, I'll take it back then a little bit. I thought I heard next month, so okay. No, then I definitely don't buy it.
Right. Because he goes in the very same quote, Dana Brown starts off by saying, "We should get him back sometime this month," which to me, when you say should, means it's a favorite. That's the favorite. And then he says there's a chance he could be back in the big leagues this month, two sentences later.
I don't like the way he says in the big leagues.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost just like it's this kid's dream.
Yeah.
I
like it better than when Lance McCullers calls it the show. Oh, no, Cody Bellinger. Sorry, how did I confuse Lance McCullers with Cody Bellinger? My God. When Cody Bellinger calls it the show. I hate when current big league players call it the show.
Well, and he does it in that Cody Bellinger nerdy stoner voice somehow. You're like, well, it's just, everybody knows he disrespected everybody in the show.
Text message here. This goes back to the segment we did with Joe Fortenbaugh audio from ESPN where he talked about all the things that could go wrong for the Texans this year, all the regression to the mean with turnovers and with one score games. Texter says, "Great last segment, guys. Do you attribute the teams that win more one-score games than lose? What do you attribute to the teams that consistently win more one-score games than lose besides luck? Is it just good coaching?
It's the whole thing about it is that it's almost always just more random chance. But there are, like, so it's hard to figure out exactly when it was just something that, you know, is special about the team. Bill O'Brien was actually really good in one-score games. I think part of it was his second-half strategy when they had a lead. It might have been infuriating and scary as hell, but he was batting damn near 1,000 when they had a lead going into the second half.
Yeah, yeah. There was a point where he was like 24-1 in games that they led at the half. It was crazy.
Like it got to the point where even the stat nerds were like, okay, yeah, there's something to this.
Yeah.
So it's usually on any given year, it all kind of balances out over time. I think that I don't know if this was the same texter that had said this or not, Sean. Somebody had said that maybe the team with the better quarterback has a better chance of winning a one-score game. That, yeah, I guess that would stand to reason. But if that quarterback also has a crappy defense, he might be just as likely to lose that game.
Well, I would submit that Bill O'Brien compiled that record of being really good in games he led at the half before Deshaun Watson, without any good quarterbacks.
Right.
He did it literally in seasons. Every season, the first 3 years, he benched his starter at some point during the season, and he was doing it with those guys.
There's always a question, too, of like, okay, yeah, you're good at one-score games, but like, how many games could have actually been very comfortable victories?
If you were a better coach, yeah.
You allowed to become one-score games.
Yes, yeah, no, I think there's something to that, for sure.
Every one-score game tells a story. That's how I like to say it.
Yes,
every one-score game tells a story.
Indeed. Jim Harbaugh got thumped by the NCAA yesterday.
He did?
Does it even matter? Is there a chance the NFL makes it matter to Jim Harbaugh? We will discuss that coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.